Now we're going to look at the gospel. It's a very beautiful gospel. But it's also rooted in the whole Jewish tradition. You see, Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform, this translation says, righteous deeds. For your righteousness, in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your Father. So the first thing the Lord tells us is don't show off your piety. You know, oh, look how devout she is, or he is, you see. Okay, you're finished. If you just pour your heart out to God in love and trust and sorrow for sin, that's eternal. The mean minute you try to turn it to yourself and look pious, it lasts 30 seconds and it's over. So it's important. That's why he's saying, take care. You see? Otherwise you'll have no recompense from your Heavenly Father. And now our Lord is going to take the three acts of Jewish piety and go over them one by one. When you give alms, you see the first one, when you pray, and when you fast. Now, the idea is, if you go back up from the bottom to the top, when you fast, you have stuff you don't use. Food, clothes, whatever. And that's what you give away. So fasting and almsgiving are meant, you know, it's not that you write $5 to the community chest or whatever they call that thing now. That's nice to do, but it's not coming out of you. But if you deprive yourself and give that to the poor, see? Guy just came here this morning to my door downstairs, and I know him, and he comes by often. He's got some problems with work, I mean, like, because of a bad back. But he comes to hit me up, and I mean, I know in a way, he's kind of using me, but I give him money so he'll see the face of Christ. That's why. Will he if I keep abusing him? Well, you figure it out. How many times do you abuse Jesus Christ? Oh, Lord, forgive me. You don't have a wisp of a resolve to quit sinning. And you still expect to be forgiven. Well, this guy has a wisp of a desire to go to work. So he's ahead of us. See what I mean? Not my money anyway. It belongs to the Lord. Okay. So when you give alms, don't blow a trumpet as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say, they have received their reward. If all you're looking for from your piety is that everybody thinks you're great, well, you've got that now. And that'll last about 5 minutes. Basic, so the basic thing about biblical piety is care for those who need it. Number one, give alms. And then, if you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right is doing. That would be hard, wouldn't it? But he says, I'm giving away 20 bucks. And it's gone. I won't think about it again. Something like that. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. He won't forget. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Now, we wouldn't do that. First place, probably get arrested for obstructing traffic. But I don't want to show off when I pray. Because if I do, you got your reward. Everybody thinks you're great. That's your reward. But if you come to me and love me, weep for your sins, and want to know my will, ha, I'm the one who thinks you're great. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And the third, when you fast, don't look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to be fasting. Can you imagine? I mean, we can do that too. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. When you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. I want to do it just for you. Remember that line of St. Therese? Oh, I wish God didn't know everything. I would love to do something for him that he didn't even know about. Isn't that love? So, what our Lord did there is a touch on the three basic acts of biblical piety. This is a saying from the Pirkei Avot, the sayings of the fathers, maybe 1st, 2nd century. One of the survivors of the great synagogue, when everything was obliterated by the Romans, he used to say, upon three things does the world stand: Torah, worship, Ha'avodah, and Chasidim, that is, showing of kindness. In other words, see, if you fast, we'll start the other way around. If you pray, you love God. Because if you pray, God will show himself to you. You love God. Then, for love of him, you fast. Well, if you fast, you have something to give away. So you see, it's pray, fast, alms. The basis of piety. And the Lord is saying, you know, don't blow a trumpet in any particular way. Now I only have, I have just about enough time. I want to just discuss the distribution of ashes. The prayer the priest said is, dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly ask God our Father that he be pleased to bless with the abundance of his grace these ashes, which we will put on our heads in penitence. Then he let us pray, lets everybody get a chance to pray in silence. And then he says, O God, who are moved by acts of humility and respond with forgiveness to works of penance, lend your merciful ear to our prayers, and in your kindness pour out your grace of blessing on your servants who are marked with these ashes, that as they follow the Lenten observances, they may be worthy to come with minds made pure to celebrate the Paschal mystery of your Son through Christ our Lord. Or, there's another prayer. This, I'm reading them because this is a theology. It's not just, you can always tell the Catholics once a year because they all walk around with some ashes on their head. Hopefully, there'd be another way of telling who we are. Anyway, this is the other. O God, who desire not the death of sinners, but their conversion, mercifully hear our prayers, and in your kindness be pleased to bless these ashes, which we intend to receive upon our heads, that we, who acknowledge that we are but ashes, and shall return to dust, may, through a steadfast observance of Lent, gain pardon for sins and newness of life, after the likeness of your risen Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. So sin makes us die, and forgiveness makes us live. And that, so Lord, we're going to anoint our breath, our forehead with these ashes, acknowledging that we're just ashes and dust. We're going to die, you see, but receive pardon for our sins, and newness of life. Because our life isn't over, ever. There'll never be a moment when we're not conscious for eternity, one way or the other. So that's that lovely prayer I just said. Now, as we're doing all this, that we can sing, you see, the priest has a chance to say either repent and believe in the good news. If we don't repent, we don't really believe in the good news. We kind of hope. I hope all that stuff's right. Oh, God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But with no desire to change or gratitude or, in other words, the secret of repentance is prayer. We really repent when we know the Father and then see what jerks we are and repent. Okay? So repent and believe in the gospel. That means in the good news. Or the old-fashioned one, which is still very salutary. Remember, Joe, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Don't forget the day of death. It'll help you out a lot in your life. And you go to God and ask for forgiveness first because you're scared. You know, I don't want to go to hell. So, God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It's better than nothing. But if we keep that up, you see, we get to know Him. And that is so much deeper. And we weep because we've offended Him who loves us and whom we love. Okay. So repent and believe in the gospel. Or the old-fashioned one, remember that you were dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember, you're alive this year for Ash Wednesday. Nobody can tell you whether you're going to be alive for the next one. Chances are the majority of us will be there, but nobody can tell you. See? Remember that you're dust, and to dust you shall return. And certainly, among the people upon whom I place ashes, some will die. And maybe I'll die. So the theme is, wake up, you see. And so that's that ceremony and why we do it, to help us get ready for resurrection. Because even if I die, I know my Redeemer lives. And I will be with Him. Yes, probably after some purification, but I will be with Him forever. And not my merit, but the power of His blood and His act of love when He was thinking of me when He died. Not hard for Him to think of the billions of us. And I'm one of them. You see? And so, the prayer we say at the very end of Mass, then is, may the sacrament we have received sustain us, O Lord, that our Lenten fast may be pleasing to You and be for us, this is a very key word, be for us a healing remedy. Because as we turn from self-indulgence, it's a remedy for us. And we can live a life that's not so distracted and at our fingertips and self-centered and know the Father. Amen.